This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will now come to order. Our chaplain of the day leading us in the prayer is Pastor Sam Hansky from Faith Lutheran here in Pier. And the page leading us in the pledge is Kennedy Tesh from Esteline.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you have given us the task of leading and guiding your people. The challenge is great, and our strength is quickly spent. Grant endurance to these senators and give them a spirit of wisdom, that they may govern diligently and preserve peace and freedom for all of your people. Let their work be a blessing to the citizens whom they serve and to all those around us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kerr, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Mahar, Monroe, Nelson, Nesseben, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Sohol, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 36th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Our doctor of the day is Megan O'Connell from Elk Point. Dr. O'Connell, please stand. Dr. O'Connell practices at Horizon Healthcare at Elk Point. Dr. O'Connell receives her medical degree at the University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle and completed a residency program at North Colorado Family Medicine in Greeley, Colorado. Thank you for your help today. Communications.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that on March 7th, I approved Senate Bills 18, 34, 36, 100, and 113, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Kristi Noem, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 4, 16, 54, 59, 61, 66, 74, 91, 126, 149, 153, 173, 174, 175, and 177 were delivered to Her Excellency the Governor this morning, and the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 3, 48, 56, 164, 189, and 190 and find the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brock Greenfield, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return Senate Bills 15, 118, 136, 137, 146, 167, 176, 179, 181, and 182, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is requested. I have the honor to transmit Senate Bills 164, 189, and 190, which have passed the House without change. I have the honor to return SCR 13, in which the House has concurred. And I have the honor to inform the body that the House has appointed Representatives Hunoff, Diedrich, and Poyer as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 8. The House has appointed Representatives Pischke, Jensen, and Sullivan as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 123. House has appointed Representatives Dennert, Bruner, and Ring as a committee of three to meet with the Senate on Senate Bill 128. House has appointed Representatives Koth, Bordeaux, and Post to meet with the committee from the Senate on House Bill 178. And I have the honor to inform the body that Senate Bills 116, 52, and 188 were lost on second reading and final passage. And I have the honor to inform the Senate that Senate Bill 86 was tabled. Respectfully, Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 7, a resolution rebuking Congressman Dusty Johnson for voting against President Trump's emergency measures to secure the southern border and urging Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds to support President Trump's constitutional efforts as our military commander-in-chief to do so.
The President Pro Tem has assigned SR 7 to the Committee on State Affairs. President-elect would announce that Senate Bill 128, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 128, will meet today at 2 o'clock p.m. in room 413. Members of that committee are Senator Maher, Senator Heinert, and Senator DeSanto. Also on House Bill, the Conference Committee on House Bill 1171 will meet today at 1:30 p.m. in room 499. Members of that committee are Senator Klum, Senator Wick, Senator Nezeba. Announcements.
President.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. As soon as we go into recess here, we'll meet in room 414 for State Affairs this morning, immediately following recess.
State Affairs, 414. President, we have an Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus at 10:30. Come back to the floor at 11.
Reconvene at 11. I have a number of bills to sign, so we're going to get through those.
Okay, Senator Langer moves that we do recess now until 11.
Second.
Okay. We'll hold up on that a minute.
President signing Senate Bill 3, an act to create a special education interim legislative committee. President signing Senate Bill 48, an act to authorize counties on behalf of certain improvement districts to issue convention facility on-sale licenses to sell alcoholic beverages. President signing Senate Bill 56, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of fireworks and to declare an emergency. President signing Senate Bill 164, an act to establish procedures for the investigation of certain missing and murdered indigenous persons. President signing Senate Bill 189, an act to establish a fund to receive civil recoveries to offset costs incurred by riot boosting, to make a continuous appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. President signing Senate Bill 190, an act to promote pipeline construction and fiscal responsibility by establishing a fund to authorize a special fee for extraordinary expenses, to make a continuous appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1022, an act revised certain provisions regarding the limitations on indemnification by the state. President signing House Bill 1034, an act revised certain provisions regarding unemployment insurance contribution rates. President signing House Bill 1035, an act to rename the Unemployment Insurance Program to the Reemployment Assistance Program. President signing House Bill 1055, an act to require parental notification and agreement before the institution of an order to withhold resuscitation from certain patients. President signing House Bill 1094, an act revised certain programs regarding transparency of the petition circulation process. President signing House Bill 1155, an act to provide for certain privileged communications between social workers and students. President signing House Bill 1189, an act to provide for a period to cure certain campaign financial violations. President signing House Bill 1219, an act to revise certain provisions regarding surplus line insurance. Any other announcements? Do we have a motion on the floor?
Senator Cronin moves that the Senate will now recess until 11.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
There being no objection, the Senate will revert to Order of Business 5, Standing Committee Reports.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs reports that it had under consideration SR 6 and recommends that it be tabled. Senator Ewing, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator White moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 187.
Comments on that motion? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. There was a small error that was caught. We had the word peddling and peddling, and it's just a simple fix, and I ask that the body concur. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further comments? Seeing no further comments, the question before the Senate is Senator White's motion that the Senate do concur in Senate amendments to Senate Bill 187. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd. DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Greenfield. Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Plum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Brush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in.
Senator Heiner moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 140.
Comments on that motion? Senator Heiner.
Mr. President. Members of the body, I ask that you go with me in the concurrence of these amendments. They don't change the intent of the bill. I think it's a good way to have the Board of Regents do what the bill originally tried to accomplish, and I just ask it for your approval. Thank you.
Further comments on the Heinert motion? Seeing no further comments, the question before the Senate is Senator Heinert's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 140. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield? Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in. Announcements. I would announce that the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 8 will take place today at 1 o'clock p.m. in room 423. The senators on that committee are Senator Stalzer, Wismer, and Partridge. Conference Committee on Senate Bill 123 is today at 2 o'clock p.m. in room 423. Senators Russell, Nessebe, and Stalzer. Further announcements. Senator Stalzer.
The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 8 has been moved to tomorrow at 1:30. Our 1 o'clock, there's still some negotiations on dollars with appropriations.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Nelson.
Mr. President, thank you. The guest speaker that was going to address the commanding officer of Ellsworth Air Force Base will not be able to make it this afternoon at 1500, so go ahead and take that off your schedule. The Military Veterans Affairs Committee will still be meeting at 1500. Thank you.
For all you civilians, that would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Used to say, when I was in basic training, they'd say, for all you civilians and National Guard members, that would be 3 o'clock. Or more specifically, they'd say, when the big hands on the 12 and the little hands on the 3. Further announcements. Madam Secretary.
Senator Langer moves that the Senate do not recess until 2:30.
Comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the recess motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are in recess. Being no objection, the Senate will revert to order of business number 4, communications.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that on March 1st, that's or March 11th, which is today, I approve Senate Bills 40, 43, 45, 53, 63, 75, 77, 78, 84, 85, 90, 92, 98, 114, 121, 129, 143, and 163, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully, Christine Ohm, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 140 and 187 and finds the same correctly enrolled. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 3, 48, 56, 164, 189, and 190 were delivered to Her Excellency the Governor this morning. Respectfully, Brock Greenfield, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that consideration of House amendments to Senate Bill 167 be deferred until Tuesday, March 12th, the 38th legislative day.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 136.
Comments on that motion? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senate Bill 136 has to do with the utilization of telehealth by a healthcare professional, and the changes in the House were largely grammatical in nature. The only exception would have been under on the first page on line 6, where it says healthcare professional. In the original Bill 136, it was defined, but that is also defined in 5817F1, so it was simply redundant. So I would ask the Senate to concur.
Further comments? Seeing no further comments, the motion then is the Soholt motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 136. All in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield? Heinert? Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Nay.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge? Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Greenfield? Heinert's not here. Partridge? Mr. President, there are 29 yeas, 1 nay, and 5 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 137.
Comments on that motion? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senate Bill 137 is the companion piece to 136 that talks about the payment of claims for covered services provided by healthcare professionals via telehealth. This is the same changes that happened with 136. The operational definition was not redundant, and the grammatical changes, and I would ask the Senate to please concur.
Further comments? Hearing no further comments, the question before the Senate is Senator Soholt's motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 137. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin? DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Nay.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge? Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
I got them. Mr. President, there are 29 yeas, one nay, and five excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in. I'd like to take a minute and introduce a homeschool family that's in the gallery today. Braxton Johnson and Calvin Johnson are joined by the students Ireland White, Averill White, and Presley White. If you'd please stand. Welcome to the Senate Gallery.
Senator Stalzer moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 15.
Comments on that motion? Senator Stalzer.
Do we need a second? Can we get a second? Make sure we get this done right. Okay, Senate Bill 15 started out as the Public Utilities Commission wanting to extend the time for wind energy siting from 6 months to a year. During that process, it was modified and hoghoused here in the Senate. The changes in the House merely better defined the publication of notices for people. Otherwise, pretty much the way it was. But since it's been a while, I'll give you a quick rundown of what those items were. First, it winds up giving them 9 months now for siting instead of six. But for solar, it also took a six-month notice off the beginning, so it shortened that period up, actually. All notices will now be published by the PUC rather than the wind developer and the PUC having to run parallel notices on the same day in the same newspaper. And again, the House change was to better specify what dates those need to run. It defines what a solar producer is, which was vetoed in an earlier bill. It put that in this one. Changes the name of the first public meeting from general meeting to an input meeting, which means the PUC will go to the local gymnasium and sit there and listen to everybody as long as they want to talk. Specifies that the owners of any land within a half a mile of a wind development must be notified within 30 days of the proposal being given to the PUC. And it makes that people protesting must have a direct input or direct effect on the project. In other words, somebody from Massachusetts can no longer file an objection in South Dakota. It takes the work of the local zoning board, makes that part of the process. And it specifies that when a case is contested, that the party is entitled to a contested hearing. It was always in law, but it didn't necessarily specify that clearly, so that was added. You'll remember when you saw this the first time, you were getting flooded with emails. The PUC staff has reached out to all of those groups, and you're not being inundated with emails this time. So we are asking for your concurrence. It has both the PUC, the wind developers, and the consumer groups at this point all happy with the way it sits. Thank you.
Further comments? Hearing no further comments, the question before the Senate is Stalzer's motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 15. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
No.
Bolin?
No.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert? Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
No.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
No.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
No.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
No.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Soholt?
No.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye. Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 22 yeas, 9 nays, and 4 excused.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 118.
Comments on that motion? Senator Soholt.
Well, hello, good senators. I'm back. All right. Senate Bill 118 has to do with a medical order for scope of treatment, which came out of the Senate 30-5, with two people being excused from the Senate. The amendments in the House, I'm asking you to concur with those amendments because what they did was strengthened and just added additional language that this is only for terminal illness, even though that was already in the bill quite clearly. And secondly, it really put the connection between the durable power of attorney, the advance directive, and the most. So I would ask you to concur with Senate Bill 118.
Further comments? Hearing no further comments, the motion before the Senate is Soholt's motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 118. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
No.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher? So what was that?
I voted, he voted yep or yet pass or
Monroe?
Skip.
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Yeah.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
No.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 29 yeas, 3 nays, and 3 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect is hereby declared passed and the amendments concurred in.
Senator Heiner moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 146 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Comments on that motion? Senator Heiner.
Omitakipi, Mr. President. Members of the body, I just asked that you go along with this appointment. The House probably made an error, and we can fix that. So, thank you.
Further comments on the Heinert motion? Hearing none. Just a voice vote. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. President Pro Tem has announced Senator Solano, Blair, and Heinert as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 146.
Senator Langer moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. We're not adjourning, no. Anyway, the motion is that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, March 12th, the 38th legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
We have some couple bills to sign. And
then... Okay. You want to do announcements? We will move to announcements. I will start by announcing the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 178 will meet on the 12th, which is tomorrow, at 9:30 a.m. in room 423. That's Senators Cronin, Ewing, and Nezeba. Also, the Conference Committee for Senate Bill 123 will meet at 3:30 today in room 499. This is a change from the previous scheduled time and location. Other announcements. I have some bills to sign, so we'll get through those. President signing Senate Bill 140, an act to provide for the increase of higher education enrolled members of the 9 federally recognized tribes in South Dakota as regional institutions. President signing Senate Bill 187, an act to define electric bicycles and to provide for the regulation of electric bicycles. President signing House Bill 1084, an act to provide for specific classification of affordable housing structures for the purposes of taxation. President signing House Bill 1090, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the exercise of certain powers over certain property. President signing House Bill 1110, an act to establish a penalty for certain persons who fail to file a birth certificate or fail to provide notice required for the filing of a death certificate. President signing House Bill 1146, an act to revise provisions related to unclaimed property. President signing House Bill 1190, an act to provide for certain reporting requirements related to abortions. President signing House Bill 1254, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund and its revolving fund subfunds for various water and environmental purposes and to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1256, an act to make appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability to revise the income eligibility requirements for property and sales tax refunds and to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1259, an act to make appropriations for costs related to disasters in the state to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1261, an act to make an appropriation for costs related to suppression of wildfires in the state and to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1264, an act to authorize the payment of self-insured retention on a cyber liability insurance policy from Extraordinary Litigation Fund to make an appropriation for the payment of extraordinary litigation expense and to declare an emergency. Starting to get cramps. Are there any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Langer moves that the Senate do now recess until 4:15.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We are in recess. Senate will come back to order. There being no objection, the Senate will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 15, 118, 136, and 137 and find the same correctly enrolled. Senator Greenfield, Chair. Reports of conference.
Reports of conference committees.
Mr. President, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 128 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses and recommends that Senate Bill 128 be amended on page 1, line 5 of the House and Gross Bill, delete $2 and insert $360,000. Respectfully submitted, Ryan Maher, Senate Committee Chair, and Drew Dennert, House Committee Chair. Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1171 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that House Bill 1171 be amended as follows. On the Senate and Gross Bill, delete all amendments, thus restoring the bill to the printed version. Respectfully submitted, Senator Klum, Senate Committee Chair, and Senator Sue Peterson, House Committee Chair. And, Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered Senate Bill 123 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that Senate Bill 123 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 11 of the House and Gross Bill, delete provided and insert has been requested to provide and that the Senate and House do concur with the bill as amended. Respectfully submitted, Senator Russell, Senate Chair, and Representative Tom Pischke, House Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in sending amendments to House Bills 1099, 1186, and 1191. Respectfully, Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk. And signing of bills.
Okay, bill signing. President signing House Bill 1191, an act to legalize the growth, production, and processing of industrial hemp and derivative products in the state. President signing Senate Bill 15, an act defines solar energy facilities, establish certain provisions regarding solar energy permits, and revise the procedure by which the Public Utilities Commission process facility permits. President signing Senate Bill 118, an act to establish certain provisions regarding advanced care planning. President signing Senate Bill 136, an act to provide for the utilization of telehealth by a healthcare professional. President signing Senate Bill 137, an act to provide for the payment of claims for coverage service provided by a healthcare professional via telehealth.
Messages.
There being no objections, the Senate will revert to order of business number 7, messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Livermont, Poyer, and Rasmussen as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 146.
Any announcements?
Senator Smith moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.